mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm watching the midterms, man, you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want a drop? You want a drop?
Oh, we did.
For the president. You ain't support
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Not to the bunker. Not to the bunker, but to the parapet to defend the republic. Not to the bunker, son. We're not in the bunker. We're out front defeating the globalists every day in every way, thanks to our awesome audience that are the second wave of the second American Revolution. We salute you. Okay, it is April 14th, this Palm Sunday, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, we have weekday broadcasts from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I can finally announce that after holdups and globalist attempts to stop us, within about a month, we're going to add 3 more hours of broadcast a day. And then hopefully a few months after that, 3 more hours, bringing us to 16 hours a day live, scheduled. And hopefully by the middle of the year, 20 hours a day. By the end of the year, 24 hours a day. But that's why your support and your word of mouth is not just paramount. It is absolutely essential. Like fish need water to live. Humans need oxygen to live. Trees need carbon dioxide. You are the resistance. Okay. Stunningly incredible news. I've got so much to cover that I have 4 guests scheduled, and I'm tempted to cancel them, except they're all super informative. Millie Weaver and others. Caitlin Bennett were at a Bernie Sanders event today when a provocateur running around wearing a red Make America Great Again hat was screaming the N-word. And they're trying to process the video now and get it to us. But that's what's going on. And of course it's a Smollett. Of course it's staged. Remember when Rand Paul was running for the Senate in Kentucky? And we broke this. We used Google searches to do it. They had people in overalls, coveralls. Overalls and coveralls with literal pieces of hay in their mouth and going, I'm not going to even say it or they'll cut out of context and say I said it, but you know, we don't like the such and suches and we don't like the, and I, but Rand Paul's a good KKK man and we're with him. And I remember sitting in there, it was a Don Salazar, and I said, Don's like, this is totally staged. And he showed me another clip in Houston of somebody else pulling a similar thing who was a Democrat. And I said, yeah. Blow up that guy's face, Google searching with a Google search, because you can do that. That'd be the exact image. You just cut the face out, and it'll get it most of the time. Google has face recognition. This was even 6 years ago. And it pulled up that he worked in the other guy's campaign as a senior person. And he's out there going, I'm with the KKK, and I like Rand Paul. And they just did it again at this Bernie rally. They're popping in with that, a huge new caravan rampaged over the Mexican border coming this way. And the Democrats now suddenly say the border crisis is real. But wait, after denying it was happening, denying caravans existed, now it's Trump's fault. Yes, he created it. He did it all. That's right.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, some incredible things are happening. Populism, nationalism is coming back to life. Goldman Sachs has had to come up with a rig analysis and admitted that Trump, all the evidence shows, is going to win re-election in 2020. Something we already knew, except for one poison lining on that silver cloud. Talk about it in a moment. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, that story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Goldman Sachs, Trump re-election likely. But before I get back to that, let me mention the other news coming up. What's wrong with this picture right here? If you're a radio listener, stories posted up on Infowars.com. It's from the LA Times. Putting American flags on police cars sparks backlash in Laguna Beach. Yes, people don't like seeing American flags. And the reason they've got to be brought out is they're demonizing the American flag. The Democratic Party has officially come out and said, many of their leaders, get rid of it. It's a racist, evil symbol. America was never great. It'll never be great. Governor Cuomo of New York. This is their culture. This is the globalist model. Get rid of the country. We'll be getting into that. We're going to also get into one of the biggest stories. And this was all over YouTube and all over the place on Facebook yesterday. It's been taken down. We have a low-res copy of it, but this is already about to air. This is airing on CBS television. Anti-Trump show faces backlash for inciting violence against conservatives. Says any Trump supporter is a Nazi and should be physically attacked. That's how the Democrats operate. Jamie White wrote a story about it for Infowars.com. CBS TV show advocates using political violence and encourages black people to go out and attack white people. And, of course, they are. CBS Minnesota reporting on their successful operation. Man charged with throwing child from third floor balcony at Mall of America. You have to read the police report to find out they're looking at it as a hate crime because of what the man screamed and threw the small white child over the side. Imagine if a white person had thrown a white child three floors down. 5-year-old, imagine how insane it would be. It would be a racial attack. But when a black person does it, no, it's not, because the media is pushing this, pushing violence towards Americans on Twitter, period. John Bowne has a powerful report up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I hope you'll get. We're going to be playing that. Russia says New World Order being formed and that the West is going tyrannical and getting rid of free speech and destroying the Renaissance and that people should stand against it. And Putin has come out and said he supports internet freedom. That's right. You cannot make this up. That is coming up. Meanwhile, Reuters, AP, they're all reporting a new Cold War has begun. And the U.S. is encircling Russia with nuclear weapons. And that it's very dangerous for world peace. And swallows well with no evidence. In fact, to the contrary, the Mueller report says Trump did nothing and no connections to Russia. The Democrats are totally connected to Russia and China and others. Is saying, no, Trump is a Russian agent and works for them. This man is an anti-American disgrace. Remember when Tucker Carlson last year was defending Rand Paul, who Senator John McCain had called a Russian agent on the floor because he voted against bombing Russian troops in Syria who were pushing ISIS and Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra out. Swalwell told Tucker Carlson, well, you worked for Putin too. Quote, you work for Putin, too. What an outrageous statement. What an incredible statement. When Swallowswell is connected to the Democrats that hate America, say they want to get rid of the country, they hate American flags, they hate the Bill of Rights, they hate the military, they hate police, they say the country sucks. My God, all the Democrats are electing is a bunch of crazy Muslim women that want to cut their daughter's genitals off and say that 9/11 people, you know, did something. It's insane. And by the way, people say, oh, that's out of context. No, I watched the whole speech. She gave other speeches that we played here. I don't make a documentary about her, like a short, quick 10-minute one. On all the interviews she did and why she's an Islamic leader in this country, because the radical Islamists are funding her, I've seen her say that Islamic terrorism is something we shouldn't be ashamed of. And that well, the West does all these bad things, so this is just a form of warfare back. I mean, she's on record, if the president wants to put out some videos on her, her saying these people that did something, and the crowd laughs, That's nothing. This woman defends terror. She hates America. She defends communism in Venezuela. She is a dirt bag, period. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to just settle down for a minute. Let me tell you what else is coming up. By the way, I'd love to have a bunch of brown women getting elected to Congress, like Candace Owens. Smart, honorable, good-looking, savvy, charismatic. Why is it all the patriot brown women are really pretty on top of it? And then you've got all these leftist, weird, crazy-eyed harpies, just like the white women look like crazy demons. Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, all a bunch of weird, sick women going against their own design, against families, against children, promoting post-birth abortion. Sounds like the name of a death metal band or a book written by a serial killer. Why don't you walk up and blow some politician's head off and you say, hey, it's post-birth abortion. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying post-birth abortion is called killing somebody. It's called murder. And we already know it is with a baby. They trick people. They do it. I'm not saying you're guilty if you had an abortion. You got tricked into it. It's the heart that God judges. But now it's post-birth. We keep the babies comfortable and we harvest the organs. I'm the Virginia governor. And when I'm not in blackface or the KKK outfit, I want the organs for myself. Hillary calls it up-to-birth abortion. Even though it's more invasive to kill the baby inside with salts and then chop it up because they want the organs. They want the organs. So that's coming up today. There's just so much here, ladies and gentlemen, but CBS is running a new TV show about black people going out and fighting these imaginary racist groups that are everywhere. And then everybody knows if you're a conservative, a nationalist, a patriot around the street, F you Nazi, F you Russian agent. So now they're going to segue out of Russia into you're all just Nazis. So the audio and the video of that is coming up. Just outrageous. But the biggest news of all this insane news, and we're going to cover it more when we come back, and then we have three informed ladies joining us, Caitlin Bennett, Millie Weaver, Laura Loomer on three separate subjects this hour. Then the Jewish conservative Australian who was set up by Comedy Central. They edited tapes together to have him supporting white supremacists. He needs to sue him. He said that he was going to be coming to the United States on a speaking tour to expose the truth. He was banned by the FBI and Homeland Security, saying that he basically wanted to come and kill the other talk show host, Jim Jeffries, because he'd been in special operations in the Israeli Defense Force. Avi will be joining us coming up in the next hour. And again, I wish I would have videotaped Megyn Kelly because she did the same thing to me. She'd take something I said 10 minutes before and it ended in a totally different question or answer. And he caught him, got like 10 million views. The answer was on Facebook to ban him, Twitter to shadow ban him. And then now Homeland Security and the FBI, like we're England now where they banned Michael Savage and all these other people. Now you get here in LAX and you're going to try to go just simply go on some shows, go on this show, go on Dave Rubin's show, go on Steven Crowder's show, probably go on Joe Rogan's show. I know Joe Rogan's interested in this. And you're just banned. Sorry, you don't get to come here and counter Comedy Central. It's too scary that we edited this to create a race war. We're not going to let you. But as I said, the big news is hostile and aggressive migrants break through border into southern Mexico, joined U.S.-bound massive caravan, now up to 100,000 people. But wait for it. The Democrats, I have all these clips coming up, now officially say that the border is a crisis and an emergency, but that Trump did it. Bill Maher said it Friday. The Democrats are all saying it. Cory Booker admits releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Meanwhile, they want them released in your town. U.S. House Democrats blame Trump for worsening border crisis. Because the truth is, they bus them to red cities. And to the Midwest, and to Texas, and to Michigan, and to Minnesota, and just dump them out so the Islamists can throw your kids off balconies.
Big Brother, Main and cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Remember what Jonathan Gruber said 6 years ago when they were finally getting Obamacare into place. He said, my job was to triple the price of health care and screw everyone so that big banks and insurance companies made money for a decade. Then we would bankrupt health care and bring in single payer, which would then be administered by only three insurance companies, cutting out thousands of others. It's a monopolistic consolidation. Ezekiel Emanuel then went on Fox News, the other major architect, and said, yes, we're planning to bankrupt health care and bring in single payer. But not your grandma's failed socialism, a crony capitalist, fascist, surveillance capitalism using communism. That's right. So, that's what's unfolding right now, is that they hope we don't have any memory. Gruber went on to say, thank God the average American has the memory of a goldfish. Actually, the average American has a great memory about Game of Thrones or the NFL or Major League Baseball or where women want to get their lashes done or, you know, a vacation you went on. When people are focused and pay attention to something, they remember it. But Gruber said, you're too stupid to understand it. So he went on C-SPAN and called you dumb. I probably played the clips 100 times. Should I play them again? Hey, you guys just found one of the clips where he said, you're stupid and you have no memory. You want me to play that for you? Imagine the arrogance, the chutzpah, the bravado, the hubris to go on television and be an MIT professor and brag and say, Obama hired me to deceive everyone. They're so stupid. And the PhDs are all clapping because they go to college now to learn how to hurt people. You go to journalism school now to learn how to kill truth and censor. That's what journalists do that have journalist degrees now. They're the priest class. They go out and they destroy unauthorized press. That's the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN. That's what they do. And they tell you, you're dumb. And I'm lying to you, and I'm going to F you over, and you're going to beg for it. We're not going to use any lubricant here. We're going to put a sandpaper condom on before we do this. I don't mean to be gross here, but that's what they're doing. That's who they are. And so why do I raise that subject of you having no memory? You do have a memory. This audience has a memory of the Republic, a memory of the future, a memory of what we were building. And the Renaissance that they fear. I don't disrespect you. I love you. I want to empower you because if my children are going to have a future, your children need a future. We're in this together, as Benjamin Franklin said. We're going to hang together or hang separate. Hang together and win or hang by our damn necks. The globalists think humanity's beaten. I know the score. You're not. I sure know I'm not, and I sure know I've been fighting hard. I sure know all I've had is victory, even though sometimes it looks dark because I've got will and God's spirit in my sails. And they know we've got the spirit to set the brush fires that defeats them. So why did I just spend 4 minutes introing what I'm about to say? Because you got a memory. You got a memory. And as soon as I have a bigger crew, and we have a limited 5-6 people in on the weekend usually, on Saturday and Sunday, we have more than that in production on weekdays. As soon as I get here in the morning, I'm going to go in and I'm going to go to my researchers and I'm going to say, I want you to pull me. Don't go too far because it'll take them too long. I'll say, you got an hour. I want 10 clips of MSNBC, CNN, ABC, all of them saying, Trump's crazy. There is no border crisis. The crisis is fake. And there's no caravans. We've got Acosta. And we've got Jake Tapper, I mean, right off the top of my head. And I'll sit there, while I'll tell them, get Jake Tapper, get Acosta, I'll give them a few others. Now, obviously, you've all seen it. You have a memory, this audience. Thousands of times I mean, every time I turn the radio on or TV, it's like, there is no border crisis. There are no caravans. Nothing's happening. George Soros isn't funding it. It's totally made up. Nothing's going on. They've done focus groups now and know that Democrats are totally turning against them and know that millions are pouring in, hundreds of thousands a month that they're catching. People know disease is coming in, smuggled kids. They know it's all mostly military-age men. They see kids being drugged through barbed wire as human shields. Democrats are pissed. People are awake. They know the third world is being brought in, not to help the third world, but to lower us to the third world. So this is footage from a TV viewer from last year. The news is more giant caravans, even bigger, just hit today. There's some of that footage. Hostile and aggressive migrants break through border into southern Mexico, join U.S.-bound caravan. And now, Cory Booker and the Democrats and even Bernie Sanders says, illegals are bankrupting our social services and we can't bring more in. So they're at least having to say rhetorically, so is Bill Maher, stop saying that there aren't caravans. Stop saying there isn't a crisis. There is a crisis. You're killing the party. And the Democrats on the show go, no, he's got kids in cages and he's in the KKK and there's no caravan. And Maher looks at her and says, lady, you're killing me. Of course there's caravans. Of course the border's collapsing. People are scared. By the way, that was all over YouTube. They took it all down before we could even grab it. But I've got the transcript of it because there were articles written about it. And if you've got it DVR'd on HBO, you saw it. But they're now going, okay, there are caravans. It's a crisis. It's a problem. But remember, they said there wasn't a crisis. There wasn't a problem. And then here's the next piece, though. You're like, Democrat talking points to tell the truth? Oh, yeah, because they're now saying Trump caused the crisis. Type into Google, you know, the big NSA spy on you search engine. Type in Trump caused border crisis. Thousands of articles the last 3 days. So remember, if you have a memory, you're like, wait a minute. You said there wasn't a crisis. There wasn't a caravan. It wasn't existing. It wasn't going on. Now, within the space of 2 weeks, you go, there is a crisis, there are caravans, and it's Trump. Trump did it. Trump did it. Are you not insulted by that type of behavior? We're going to go out to break here. When we come back, I'm going to play the Cory Booker and all the rest of it. If you're a TV viewer, you're seeing all of this. But Cory Booker admits releasing migrants into sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Reuters, U.S. House Democrats blame Trump for worsening border crisis. They're saying because he cut funding to Central America, it's making it worse. He just did that last week. These caravans are already here. He's been giving them money, billions, and they haven't fixed it. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting another result. So they think you're an idiot. They think you have no memory. They think you're stupid. And you know what? I put all my chips that you're not stupid. I put all my chips on the line that you're not dumb and you want freedom like I did. I'm betting on you. Are you betting on me? And judging by the response, I know you are. We are unstoppable if we just press the attack.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I'm back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Almost every time I go to the grocery store or the mall or I'm on the hike and bike trail, people stop me and they go, man, I used to love it when you were on YouTube or iTunes or Facebook. I used to watch your show every day. I used to be subscribed and then they deleted it all, so I couldn't even, you know, go to you. How are you doing now that you're off air? And these are smart people that tune in. I always look at them. And I say, we're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. It's like DrudgeReport.com is bigger than all other sites out there. Not just news. It's the second largest site in the world. It's the biggest news site in the world. And I guess people would ask Matt Drudge. If Matt Drudge wanted to start a daily 30-minute video vlog, would people say, oh, Matt, you've got the biggest website in the world for news. Do you have a show? I mean, InfoWars has millions of visitors. InfoWars, News Wars, millions every day. We have millions of people watch the videos, listen to the streams. And then I read Vanity Fair last week and the London Guardian just last week. Thank God Jones is off air. I guess people believe that crap. We're on over 200 radio stations. We're on over 100 TV stations, cable stations, and expanding. It's actually more than that. We're getting like mainline big TV stations to pick us up in major cities. And the people watching know we're on. But there's this idea that if you're not on YouTube, Google, or Facebook, or Twitter, you don't exist. I routinely trend number one on Twitter, even though I'm banned from Twitter. And it's not about me sitting here and bitching and complaining about that or trying to say, oh, I'm still big, even though I know those things. It's that imagine the idea that we only think we exist if we're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or being promoted by Google. Of course it's all gamed. Of course it's incredibly corrupt. Of course they're censoring everybody. And so the answer is build our own systems like we've done. We knew this was coming. But the listeners listening, they're like, people don't know they go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or Paul Watson's great site he's launched, Summit.News. The answer is what Matt Drudge has said for 15 years, what he said in here 3 years ago in this studio. He's only done one interview since then. There's like one interview every 2 years. I'm very honored to have his last big interview. His other one was like a little 15-minute thing on a radio show. He came here right there in the dark with a mobile mic and talked for 45 minutes. And it was all like prophecy. It all came true. About the censorship, the purge. He says, how many sunsets will you see? You know, how many moon rises? And here we are now, ladies and gentlemen. And he said, just a decade ago, most of the web was independent sites. You surfed different places, saw different designs, different people, different things. Now everything is kept on the cloud here or there. And it's all four or five big sites, and then they control what you do, and they watch what you do, and they sell your data. Just came out last week that Amazon's Alexa has real people listening to you on it. Of course it does. And all those systems do that. You know the power of being able to have bugs inside people's houses to know their secrets and to sell the marketing data? I mean, billionaires and rich people that are dumb enough to actually have AI systems in their houses with keywords alerts people. I mean, if someone's a successful talk show host or a movie star and you're dumb enough to put a Google Assistant or Amazon Alexa in your house, you've probably got 5-10 people full time listening and watching and tracking you because you're an interesting and important person. And what you think and trends you're involved in and what movies you're going to make or what you're going to do is incredibly valuable. See, you have locks on your doors, not that you're hiding something, not that you've done something wrong, but because people might want to break in and take what you've got. You don't put a fence in your backyard because your children are bad. You do it because there's a highway right there, and your five-year-old might climb the fence trying to catch a ball and get run over and killed. You don't put seatbelts on because you're a bad person. You do it so if somebody hits you, you don't die. Or at least as easily. Now, as Joseph Goebbels said, you have nothing to fear if you have nothing to hide. Yeah, right. And then they use this. Criminals use this to control you. People put on Facebook where they go, where they live, what they do, when they're going out of town, and they get robbed off that information. And all the geolocating. I used to do voice memos on my phone to the crew all the time, and now I notice they have geolocating on that. It'll say whatever address I'm at when I do it, unless I block that. And it turns out even if I turn that off, it's still not blocking it. Because where you go and what you do and tracking what you do and knowing who you are is valuable. They're robbing you. They're stealing from you. They're learning who you are to sell it and use it against you. You know, husband and wives a lot of times break up because the husband or the wife is paranoid of the other person and asking, where'd you go today? What'd you do? Why do you smell like perfume? How dare you get into my personal life? How dare you try to run my life? But there's foreign corporations and Chi-Com-run corporations and Silicon Valley that hates your guts and are ravenous criminals who are tracking every facet of your life in live time. And you better believe recording you when you're jerking off or having sex with your wife and tracking everything you do and putting it up into big AI databases. I learned a long time ago, before it was ever in the news, that they were doing all this, and I warned people. And then a decade later, Comey covering up the camera on his laptop. Zuckerberg, people on his way, he's covering up his laptop. Reporters ask, why do you cover that? Oh, well, hackers can get in and watch me. Exactly. It's a backdoor for Google and Facebook and Twitter for them. But they know other people, other criminals, can use that backdoor so they don't leave their backdoor open. But they don't want you to know it's open. And so because I'm up here talking about their secrets and what they've done and what horrible predators they are, they want to shut me up. Because just like Jonathan Gruber said, you're a bunch of dumb idiots that don't have a memory who are slaves. But I don't think you are. What does Zuckerberg say? Our users trust us, dumb Fs. He sees you as a sheep to be eaten by a wolf because he's a wolf. He doesn't see you as somebody to marry and have kids with or have a future or star bases or explore the universe or black holes or other dimensions. He doesn't see you as kindred spirits. He sees you as food because he's a psychotic. He can't be helped. None of them can be reasoned with. They're predators. They built this giant criminal system that has testicles the size of the planet to do this. And it's just raping all the data, feeding it into AI to learn how to manipulate people for global domination, for the global government. And then I've got to sit here and explain this to people, that all the smartphones and all the technology are designed to ruin your life and control you and make you depressed. Even Facebook and Twitter and executives have gone public and said, we designed it to prey on you and make you dumb and make you depressed and get deeper into a hole. So you go to some leftist event and they all look like unhealthy, scared, crazy people because they're the followers that are the weakest that fell to the enemy. They're not even the enemy. Even though I get mad at them when they're screaming, we're going to kill you. I should feel sorry for them because these are the weakest people that fell to the control. These are the people we must desperately help that are alone and their mental illness all by themselves being fed on by big tech and the psychiatrists that created this giant assault system. Laura Loomer's got a big announcement she's about to make here exclusively, straight ahead, and then so much more. Infowars.com. Pro-human to the end. Tomorrow's news today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone.
Avi Yemeni is an Australian. He's very popular. And Comedy Central tried to set him up with that in his video to say that he's basically a Nazi when he's Jewish. And so he put the video out at 10 million views, you name it. Well, he was going to come to the U.S. to do a big media tour to expose Comedy Central's lies. Homeland Security, the FBI stopped him, basically arrested him, threw him out of the country. He's joining us coming up. And then I'm going to play the new CBS TV show trailer where they say go out and physically attack Trump supporters. Anti-Trump show faces backlash for inciting violence against conservatives. That's up on Infowars.com. But joining us right now is Laura Loomer, who, for women out there, I'm the most banned man in the world. She is the most banned woman, banned off everything now, basically, except her own site, which, again, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. She'll give you her site with all the audio, all the video. You go there. That's how you do it. And realize that Again, just a month or so ago, she went out to Nancy Pelosi's house. She actually picked up nice illegal aliens. She said they're nice people on average. Took them there in a bus to say that she wanted them to go and live on her property at her vineyard. They arrested all of them. So she faces court. We'll get to that. But she's got a big announcement as she strikes back that I'm fully behind. But look at these headlines. Obama's DHS head, border problem is a crisis by any measure. That was 2 weeks ago. Hostile and aggressive migrants break through border into southern Mexico, join U.S.-bound caravan. The video's up on Infowars.com. This happened yesterday. Biggest caravan yet. This is just crazy. Cory Booker admits releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Because the Democrats bus them to Democrat strongholds in red areas. And they make conservatives pay for it. That's Minnesota used to be conservative, Nebraska, other areas. They're doing it to Texas is how they're turning us blue. House Democrats blame Trump for worsening border crisis. And Bill Maher had guest on now saying, okay, there is a crisis, but it's Trump's fault. Laura Loomer, thanks for joining us. This is just getting incredible. They think we don't have a memory.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Yeah, it's incredible. But I think it's even more incredible just to see the media's war on the American people, because they're acting as if this is something new. President Trump and his administration announced that they're thinking of releasing illegal aliens into sanctuary cities because the Democrats have said everybody is welcome here. Well, as you know, back in January, so literally to the date, 3 months ago, I drove to California, I drove to Mexico, I picked up some illegal aliens from the Home Depot, and I put them on Nancy Pelosi's lawn at her multi-million dollar mansion. And you know, because we gave you the exclusive feed and live streamed it, and millions of people saw it, and it was the number one trending story on Twitter, even though both you and myself are both banned from Twitter. And what I find to be really interesting about this is how they're acting as if this is new information. And what I find to be very interesting is how there's total denial on behalf of the mainstream media, whether it be Fox News, CNN, and even other conservatives who claim to be on our side, to recognize that this has already been done. We already know what would happen if you put illegal aliens in the sanctuary cities or on the property of people like Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom. You know, Ben Berkwam and I, we put illegals on Nancy's lawn. And then 2 weeks later, we went to her nephew's home, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and we set up a sanctuary state fair on his lawn at the California governor's mansion. And we were arrested. We weren't arrested at Nancy Pelosi's place. And I wanted to prove to the American people that the Democrats...
Sure, I should have been clear. You got arrested at the governor's mansion. So illegal aliens can literally camp out in your backyard if they want. But if you do it to the actual Democrats calling them in... So how big a victory is it, though, that they have to now admit it is a crisis and don't bring them to our sanctuary cities? That is huge.
Well, I think it's perfect, and the timing couldn't be better, because as you know, last week I was in California for court, and I had to go to court in Sacramento because Gavin Newsom pressed charges against me for trespassing. Can you believe it? So it's not trespassing for illegal aliens to come across our border illegally, but it's trespassing if Laura Loomer and Ben Berkwam put on a poncho and a sombrero and start dancing around and you know, like bring some poop and needles. That's what we did. We put poop and needles on the governor's lawn.
That's right. If you throw rocks and feces at Border Patrol and physically attack them, you get let go into the U.S. But if you just go make a joke in sombreros, the governor's mansion in the yard, you go to jail.
Yeah. And so luckily the charges are going to be dismissed. I actually have to go back to California. They're making me go on Mother's Day weekend to take a life skills course for 6 hours. So I guess I have to learn how to be a better human being for 6 hours in California. So that should be really interesting. But can you believe the DA told the attorney that Gavin Newsom was trying to push for me and Ben to be put in jail for 15 days and to get 3 years of probation and a permanent trespass notice and restraining order from the governor's mansion so that we could never return. But you never see anything like that happening to illegal aliens. So,
yeah, there's no restraining orders for people that have been deported 5, 6, 7 times and raped women, robbed banks. They just let them back in. And if one of them shoots a woman in the back in San Francisco, the liberal jury says, let them go. Killing a white woman's a good thing.
Right. Yeah, that's what's happening. And it's a crisis. And I find it to be hilarious because now I know for a fact that Donald Trump and his administration are watching Loomer videos.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's pretty evident. This was my idea.
He's been tweeting him and stuff. Yeah, it's exciting.
It's very exciting. I mean, I hope that they will actually tweet the video as opposed to just mentioning the idea. But this was my idea that I came up with and I implemented on my own, of course, at Casa de Nancy and Casa de Gavin. And it goes to show you that that's why we are being banned. That's why they're trying to silence me and you.
Because we're effective and we're taking action. And,
Yeah, we're very effective. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And, you know, this last week, the Democrats launched a full-blown assault against me to get me banned on Facebook and Instagram because I spoke truth about Ilhan Omar and I spoke truth about...
Yeah, that's a big national story. Get Laura Loomer and Alex Jones off Instagram. They go, they're not allowed to have any place. We want to have them off air so we can lie about them. There's been a big push to get you and I off Instagram for actually 2 weeks.
Yeah, and so Media Matters has been really pushing to ban me and you, falsely accusing us of being white nationalists. And it's just
meanwhile, if they ever went to a white nationalist website, we're like public enemy number one. Notice the white nationalists never talk bad about the left, though. No, no, no. It's all just us that's actually defending the country because they're a bunch of leftist-funded criminals. I'm telling you, the Southern Poverty Law Center runs those sites.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking a lot to myself, and I know that their goal is to eradicate me so that I'm completely gone, so that someday when people type in Laura Loomer, nothing shows up and it says no results found.
Laura, since they banned you, you've only gotten more powerful in my view. You've only gotten more aggressive.
Yeah, well, they're not going to stop me. And because they're launching such a vicious attack against me, they've actually triggered me to go another step further. And as you know, in this country, the FEC has ruled that it is against the law for social media companies to ban people who run for office.
So here's the big announcement. Drum roll, please. Dun, 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 dun. Go ahead.
So I am announcing this on your show exclusively today, but I have been seriously exploring a congressional run in 2020, and I may be announcing a run for Congress for the year of 2020, of course, in the next week or two, because I'm really sick and tired of what is happening in this country. And just to see these whack job leftists and jihadists trying to overthrow our government and push Sharia law in the halls of Congress and implement communism, making light of 9/11, defending members of ISIS, making fun of veterans who risk their life for our country. Something needs to be done about this. And the Americans.
So you're running for Congress. This is incredibly exciting. We'll come back and talk more about it on the other side. But where are you running? How do we support you? Because if America's electing people that say people did something on 9/11, America sucks, it's horrible, Venezuela's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to get people like you or other great, you know, brains. I mean, Candace Owens should run for Congress.
Yeah, well, it's not an official announcement yet, but I am exploring a run for Congress in the state of Florida.
And so there we go. State of Florida, I'm very excited. When are we going to get the official announcement? Laura Loomer running for Congress. Boom.
And probably in about a week or two. I've been having meetings with people, speaking with experts in the field, trying to find a campaign manager and, you know, figuring out how I would raise money because, you know, the establishment GOP and the left is going to attack me because I truly am a voice for the American people. But if I do decide to run and it really is heading in that direction, there's a very good chance that I am going to be running for office. I will be making the announcement in the next week or two.
All right, but because I was authorized to make that exclusive announcement that you are exploring a run for Congress. You're going to do it. You just haven't finalized it.
Yes.
I want to come back with Laura Loomer, who I keep inviting to Austin to co-host a show with me off and on for a week or so. I want to invite you to come join us. But regardless, come back tomorrow for more. But another side, come back for 5 more minutes. But Avenatti, all these other globalists, Obama's chief counsel just got indicted. I mean, Trump is really starting to take action. This is exciting. But when will he take action on censorship? Hour number two, minutes away. Spread the word.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This isn't just background chat. This is key to victory. LauraLoomer.us. LauraLoomer.us. That's where you actually find her. She's so censored. It's like you find us at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. By the way, I don't pay attention to all the Nazis because they're all leftist funded, almost all of them. But when I am surfing around, it's always Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Israeli agents, blah, blah, blah. What, turn Israel over to Muslims to blow it up and kill everybody? I'm not obsessed with Israel, but I'm not against Israel. I'm glad Benjamin Netanyahu just won. The Economist and the leftist Rothschilds were trying to overthrow him. He's a nationalist, and I don't want to get in the middle of this, Laura. It's just that I don't see these leftist-controlled white supremacist sock puppets defending the border, defending the country. They know Trump's too populist. So they don't attack him. They attack us when Trump is more pro-Israel than probably even you or I, which is fine. It makes sense. Nobody's against that. And so I'm proud. I'm not getting a paycheck from Israel. I'm proud to say that Israel should exist and have its own country. And that's a whole other subject. It's just that I've thought about running as a Democrat against Trump, just as obviously a way to get the news out, to say he should fight censorship more and point out what socialists they are, and the Democrats used to be for working class people. So I'm kind of all over the map. I want to invite you back tomorrow for a full hour to really flesh this out. It's just that, you know, I don't care if somebody's black, Hispanic, white, old, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic. If they support freedom and support human liberty, I want them on the show. So I've got you, who's Jewish, coming on, another great Jewish guy from Australia coming on, because they're fighting back. They're winning. They're exposing censorship. They're defending free speech. They're defending guns. I agree with their ideology. I don't look at them and say, well, that person's Jewish, I'm going to support them. I see all the little guys in their basements with their thumbs in their asses talking about Jews secretly run everything, not doing a damn thing. It's shameful. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Yeah, and look, I support Avi Yemeni too. Avi and I are friends, and Avi actually spent some time with me in Minnesota last year, and he filmed the video of me loomering Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. So Avi is a close friend of mine. It's really terrible what happened to him. I mean, it's really despicable that in America, people who expose Islam for what it is and people who expose the left are now being detained by the FBI and deported.
I'm going to hold you over because you can talk to him since you guys are friends. We'll do that. Then we'll get into this whole story. But think about this. You're exposing people that hate America, say they hate America. They want to turn us into Islamic State. You're banned for exposing Ilhan Omar. And then this guy comes in to expose Comedy Central saying he's a Nazi with edited tapes and he's banned.
Yeah, well, look, this is what I've been saying for almost 2.5 years every time I come on your show, Alex, is this is a form of Islamic blasphemy law. This is Sharia law. And people think that it's a conspiracy theory to say that Sharia law is coming to America. Well, I've got news for you. Sharia law is in America. In Minnesota, the Democrats are proposing legislation to push Islamic blasphemy laws to make it a crime to criticize Islam. The Democrats all across this country, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan, are trying to hold committees in Congress to demonize people who talk about 9/11. They don't think we should be able to show pictures of 9/11 anymore because it offends Muslims. Well, I'm sorry, but what offends me is 19 Muslims hijacking planes and killing 3,000 Americans. I find that pretty offensive.
Or attacking Christians, Jews, and anybody else that isn't in their religion. Islamic countries don't let other people in. And it's just incredible. And, you know, Trump put out this video of her saying at least they did something on 9/11. That's nothing, as you know. You're an expert on this. You should come on this week and just go over her and we'll play the clips. All the insane stuff she said.
Yeah, we have to coordinate it. But I'll fly out to Texas and spend a few days there with you and we can do a few shows. And, you know, I'd be happy to come out too. You know, I'm going to be announcing a run for Congress. It'd be great to spend some time out there. And
yeah, listen, Avi is on next. If you can hold, I want to introduce him and talk about a story. If you want to come back in the third segment, we'll do it.
Yes.
Stay with us. Again, that's Laura Loomer is our guest. We've got Avi Yemeni banned from the U.S. for nothing coming up. So the Somali Islamists are here running things. Israelis or Jews can't come here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Yeah.
so much is happening that we have an Australian conservative activist who was banned from the U.S. after Comedy Central edited video of him to say that this Jewish man was a white supremacist. Avi Yemeni will be joining us. Laura Loomer, totally banned, the most banned woman in the world on the internet. I'm the most banned man. She's the most banned woman. Banned from the internet for simply saying that all these radical Muslim women that George Soros is funding say cut women's genitals off when they're born, kill gays, they defend it. Linda Sorcerer, all of them are out there basically preaching hardcore Sharia law. And if you criticize it, you get taken off the internet. But I want to shift gears into another subject right now. We talked about this some, but and I want to play this clip in a moment. What do you make of the Democrats denying that there's giant caravans slamming in when a new one just blasted through violently through Mexican riot police yesterday? Hundreds of thousands are now marching towards the border. 100,000 a month get caught. Hundreds of thousands get in. If you're a TV viewer and not a radio listener, this is new footage. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show and see it all. What do you make of the Democrats on Bill Maher, all of it, shifting from saying there is no caravan, as Jake Tapper said, as others said, and then now, okay, there is a caravan, but they say Trump is to blame for the caravan. It's like, again, like Jonathan Gruber said, they think we have no memory. They're betting on that.
All to the Democrats' homes and the Democrats' offices. And I think it's a brilliant idea, obviously, because I came up with the idea.
All right, Laura, we've lost your audio. We've been having big technical problems today. I'm not sure even what's going on around here anymore. Can we try to go back to her in just a moment? Laura, go ahead. Okay. All right, let me just do this while they do whatever they do with the computers in there. I'm going to have to get some new equipment or something. It's reached crisis proportions around here. But before we do that here today, let me go ahead and play this clip. Whew, man, I tell you, unbelievable. Let me go ahead and play this clip of Cory Booker admits releasing migrants into sanctuary cities would make us less safe. This is really critical information because they're saying there aren't migrants, there aren't caravans, this doesn't exist. But now if Trump threatens to release them because the judges make him do it and there's no more beds left, well, now they're saying that this blames us. Here it is.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
You say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe, because what you're seeing now...
So you take the threat seriously?
I take this. He is injecting fear into our country. And so if he was looking to solve a problem, he wouldn't be doing things to divide this country against itself. Beware of anybody that's trying to tell you to be afraid in the strongest country in the world, as opposed to showing our strength and our courage by pulling people together to find common sense solutions to solve this problem.
The paradox of tolerance states that if a society is tolerant without limit, its ability to be tolerant is eventually seized or destroyed by the intolerant. The First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Which one of these two ideas represents where we are now as a culture? Frankfurt School adherent, former member of the Brain Trust of the OSS American War Machine, and godfather of the New Left, Herbert Marcuse, along with his contemporaries, engineered a slow-moving Marxist revolution from within American society, utilizing a mass psychoanalytic Hegelian dialectic psyop that is blossoming today amongst the lethargic minds of the millennial generation, a synthesizing technique known as repressive tolerance. Thankfully, in the interest of time, Marcuse simplified the definition of repressive tolerance, saying repressive tolerance is intolerance against movements from the right and toleration of movements from the left. Repressive tolerance is achieved by arming the thoughts of emotional emotional, rationally vacant liberals with the potent weapon of critical theory, a hive mentality that produces a catharsis for the self-loathing types of our society when confronting the social, historical, and ideological forces gluing the structures of a society together. Because congressional hearings are determining that American patriots are to be labeled white nationalists.
And now we see witnesses invited by the minority who openly associate with purveyors of hate. White nationalism and its proliferation online have real consequences. Americans have died because of it.
What about the man who's also really leading this for the White House, Stephen Miller? He is spearheading the immigration agenda, and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar actually referred to him as a white nationalist. Do you agree with her?
I believe that what we have seen from Stephen Miller is vestiges of white nationalism.
And now a CBS show known as The Good Fight is leading a propagandized rehash of modern-day Bolshevism by legitimizing violence against anyone labeled a white nationalist by relabeling The Paradox of Tolerance as the Overton Window.
Is it all right to hit a Nazi unprovoked? I was always taught to never throw the first punch, never instigate, defend, but don't attack. But then I saw a video of the white nationalist Richard Spencer being punched in the face during an interview, and I realized Spencer was in a press suit, wearing a tie, being interviewed like his opinion mattered, like he should be considered part of the conversation, like neo-Nazism was just one political point of view. And then I realized there's no better way to show some speech is not equal. Some speech requires a more visceral response. It's like Overton's window. That's the term from which ideas are tolerated in public discourse. Well, Overton's window doesn't mean unless it comes with some enforcement. So yeah, this is enforcement. It's time to punch a few Nazis.
This is a very dangerous precedent and should be dealt with immediately as we tumble headlong into the fray of an impending presidential election, which the left will not accept, along with a record number of Democratic presidential candidates that agree with this Goebbels-level madness.
Who are we?
You're African-American. That's your brand.
Diversity is in right now. We should be looking ahead to the future.
A future where Trump wins in 2020?
Televised mental illness that legitimizes attacking innocent, free-thinking Americans is now acceptable.
Do you want a mission?
Do I want a mission?
I'm looking for people who are ready to take the fight to Trump.
They expect us all to accept their savvy, tongue-in-cheek, arrogant hypocrisy as relevant and cute to their demographic of anti-American far-left extremists and Antifa morons.
I'm ready to fight. The resistance starts now.
Do your worst.
Oh, don't tempt me.
But they are literally calling for violence.
So yeah, this is enforcement.
I am reporting this trailer to Twitter as a violation of their terms of service that state you may not make specific threats of violence or wish for the serious physical harm, death, or disease of an individual or group of people. John Bound reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, we're going to have two heavily censored individuals on. Wow. At the start of the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for all of that on the other side of this break. But wow, the stuff that's going on is just amazing. And you see how the general public from all the TV watching and everything else is like in a malaise. They're like in a haze and they don't even know what's going on. And then there's people that are awake and then people that are awake but are preying on the general public. It's amazing. So we'll see if we get the connection out. We've been having some problems with Avi Yemeni from Australia. He just got kicked out of the U.S., only here a few hours. FBI grabbed him. He has no criminal record, but you see, Comedy Central didn't want him to come here because they got caught editing video to say he was a white supremacist. He needs to sue them. This is what they do, though. All the mainstream media are a bunch of Jesse Smollett's. That's why Jesse Smollett didn't get in trouble, because he did his job.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So Comedy Central is on all over the world. It reaches over 2 billion people. So it's still big media. I mean, you notice mainstream news has almost no viewers now. The average CNN show has like 100,000 viewers. They're a joke. But if it's the so-called comics on Comedy Central or the late-night comedy shows like Stephen Colbert, they still have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 million viewers. And so what they do is they pose as comics who are posing as newsmen, but really what they are is incredible deceivers. I mean, Colbert gets up and says that I'm in the KKK. I call law firms. They go, well, it's comedy. But people believe it, man. He poses as Alex Jones and rubs mayonnaise all over his face and says Alex Jones, you know, is a Nazi. People then scream Nazi on the street. So our next guest here, I'm going to play a clip of this and then go to him for the rest of the hour. Laura Loomer, if she has time, will pop back in with us. They're friends. Avi Yemeni, of course, lives in Australia. He's a patriot. Supports basic freedom. Jim Jeffries, who's a huge star on Comedy Central a year ago or almost, interviews him. And then they hold on to it until the tragic events in New Zealand happen. And they play clips in an hour interview that aren't even connected to make it look like he's attacking Muslims and he supports the attack. Think about this and the danger it puts him in. So he secretly recorded it because he was advised to. Comes out later. It goes viral, 10 million views or so. Well, here he is talking about it, and then we'll respond to what happened. When he tried to fly into the U.S. for a media tour, the FBI was there and basically arrested him and kicked him out because Comedy Central said so. Here it is.
I might sound like a hippie saying this. What gives anyone the right to tell anyone where they can and can't live?
When you import this culture, what do you think is going to happen? Australia's going to end up the same they came from that they were escaping. Watch how Jim Jeffries has edited this last clip to make me look like an ass. See what I really said.
What gives anyone the right to tell anyone where they can and can't live? Really?
Like, borders?
I know borders, yeah. But wouldn't it just be nice if we got to a place in society where we had
utopia,
no...
Well,
this is a utopia where we all just lived as...
On a level, I agree.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
I think most people, most, you know, sensible people would agree with you in theory.
Yeah.
But in practice, it goes against human nature. It just doesn't work. You bloody scumbag, Jim. You see those rubbish edits through the entire segment, I don't even need to show you. You get my point. They put one answer to a different question. But today what I really want to show you is how Jim Jeffries speaks about Islam, about their prophet Muhammad, and about Muslims themselves when he thinks the cameras aren't rolling or when he knows he can cut it out. So Muhammad is considered the perfect man.
Right, yes.
Okay?
You can't draw a picture of him.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. I've got enough death threats on me, brother.
There he is.
Jesus Christ.
There he is. He looks like a wobbly ghost.
He's finally going to understand Islam after this down. That's what you do, Jimmy, when you think no one's going to see it.
Okay, so he'll be with us for the rest of the hour. Laura Loomer's decided to stay. We appreciate that to pop in. She knows him well. They've covered Ilhan Omar and other crazies here in the U.S. when our guest has been allowed to get into the country before, Avi Yemeni. Again, aviyemeni.com.autrnews.com or tr.news, YouTube, also IDFT training. You know, watching your work is pretty mainline conservative, and I want you to be able to break all this down of what happened to you when you try to get into the U.S., and, of course, you've laid out even the other big lies in an hour-long video that he engaged in. They're really scared of this, but their fascist response and the FBI, even with Trump being president, being the lapdog of Comedy Central to keep you out of the U.S. as a danger is quite frankly frightening. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, mate. Yeah, it's scary. It's scary times to think that a comedy channel wields that sort of power.
Well, lay out for folks. We got a longer segment coming up. Laura's going to join us. What happened? And just to boil down, and then what happened when you tried to come to the U.S. to set the record straight? This guy's saying you're a Nazi that wants to kill Muslims by editing tapes. You should sue him. Instead, you just tried to do a media tour, and they won't let you do that.
Yeah. So basically, Jim, his producer months ago contacted me, asked me if I'll be part of a show that they're doing, the upcoming Jim Jefferies special. I laid out two basic conditions that I'll take part in this show. I said, no neo-Nazis and don't cut my answers. You know, I'm pretty confident in where I stand on issues. If you don't like what I say, just post it as a whole. Now, they agreed to those terms, but when I'd seen what actually came out following the Christchurch massacre, where they tried to put essentially blame me for what happened there in Christchurch, and they did the other two exact things. They started the segment with no neo-Nazis here in Australia. Then they put me on and they cut up, as you saw in the clip before, my answers from one question to another. In fact, they went further. They also took even facial expressions I made to, you know, weird things he was saying and cut it up to something kind of sensible that he was saying or a sensible question he was asking. So it was an absolute hack job. I'm just thankful that I had the foresight, and it was actually Tommy Robinson who, when I told him I was invited, said, mate, just film that thing whole. And I'm grateful I did so because, you know, you saw at the end, if I didn't have that footage, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in now. My name would be ruined forever. But, yeah, my response was to do this American tour against fake news. We'd been invited onto a number of shows, and I was going to go to Comedy Central in New York, and not to be violent, not to anything. And this is what I told the FBI when they asked me if I was planning on obtaining weapons. I said, mate, my most powerful weapons are right here in my bag, my microphone and camera. I don't need anything else.
They know. You're an Australian, but you went and joined the Defense Forces. You have no criminal record. You're very clear you're coming to expose this. And so Comedy Central files a fake report that you're a terrorist coming to kill them, and then you're thrown out of the U.S. This is just outrageous.
Look, to be fair, my issue is not even with the FBI. It's not with the Border Protection. They were actually really
No, I know, but it's scary that the left makes up stuff and they're like dogs doing whatever they're told.
Look, essentially what practically happened at the end is Comedy Central managed to get me thrown out of the U.S., at least for now, based on their original false complaint. The FBI cleared me. There was no problem at the end, and when it was passed back to Border Protection, then that triggered an investigation which looked at my original application. And this same visa that I was in the States only 6 months ago with Laura Luma, or 7 months ago with Laura Luma, and there was no issue with that same application. But because 2 years ago when I filled in that form, it turned out that, you know, they asked you a whole series of questions, and generally most of them are pretty crazy. You know, are you a terrorist? Are you associated to neo-Nazis? Are you, you know, all these kind of questions where you just kind of go, no. One of the questions happened to be, have you ever been denied a visa to the U.S.?
Hold on. Stay right there. Avi Yemini, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So it's 5:33 p.m. where I sit here in Texas. It's 8:30 in the morning over in Sydney, Australia. And Avi Yemini joins us. And the two segments we have left, I want to have him and Laura Limmer really take the floor and not have me ask questions, because if you study history and you study tyranny, first they restrict your speech, then they restrict your bank accounts, then they restrict your movements, then they put you in jail, then they put you in forced labor, then they kill you. From the Romans to the Babylonians to the ancient Chinese to the Aztecs, I mean, this is the way it goes. And when they can say Laura Loomer, and this isn't a joke, anybody that hasn't looked this up, is a white supremacist when she's Jewish, or they can do this kind of stuff, it's very dangerous. And you've got Avi Yemini, who's like, I'd call him a mainline nationalist conservative, happens to be Jewish, happened to serve the Israeli Defense Forces. He's an Australian that went and did that. He gets, they taped this months and months ago, they put it in the can, they wait till an event happens, and they say he supports it by editing it. And then he's the victim, and then he tries to go cover it, and they ban him. I think this will backfire. And Laura Loomer, you jump at any time. You've worked with Avi Yemeni and exposed Ilhan Omar and all these other Islamists are putting in. And it's just they're treating you like the enemy. But what I thought of during the break was, we can pull this up, more than 20,000 jihadis brought into Sweden and Germany alone, more than 5,000 just the last 2 years out of Syria into England, who were ISIS, who were al-Qaeda, that killed people. They're brought in and given welfare. They're brought in and quote, resettled and treated like they have PTSD. But then people with no criminal records, U.S. citizens like Laura Loomer, born in this country, she's banned on the internet. Avi Yemeni, TR.news, a patriot, no criminal record, served Israeli military, but born in, he lives in Australia. He's banned from the U.S. He's lied about there. I mean, this is criminal. So you guys go ahead and just break down what happened to you and jump in any time, Laura Loomer. But Avi, what happened once you got here? Because you broke this down right when you got in your car at the airport. Once you landed, how the media lied about you, how they acted like you were a criminal. I mean, this is so dangerous that they're now trying to control our movement.
Absolutely. Their narrative, and that's why it was so important for me to straight away clarify what was going on, because even the media here in Australia straight away created this false narrative, this false story about what was happening. And the fact was that the only reason why I was detained was because I was there to expose Comedy Central for what they did, for publishing an absolutely proven fake news story. In fact, after I published the real version of what happened, literally the hidden camera, my page was pulled from Facebook again, and that video was pulled off Facebook, and the original offending defamatory video of Comedy Central is still up there. There is a double standard here.
Well, that's right. And Laura, jump in any time, because you guys have worked together for years, but describe when you get off an LAX, you did like a 10-minute video, but just briefly, FBI's waiting, you can't believe this is happening.
It was surreal. It was like a movie. And, I worked with Laura when I was there last time in the States, and in fact she was ahead of the time when it came to the two at the time they were candidates. But this was surreal. I come in our land, I come on the exact same visa that I arrived there previously. I'm pulled to a back room and there's FBI agents like in a movie. For me, that was just like, what is going on? And I couldn't help myself. But as soon as I seen the two FBI agents and they flashed their badges, I actually just cracked up laughing, and I pointed and I said to them, Comedy Central. And their response was so telling. They said to me, we are actually a separate entity to Comedy Central. Like they had to clarify that they were a separate entity. And they said to me, and I said, yes, but the informant is Comedy Central, right? And they said, well, we've received a number of complaints that we need to clarify from Comedy Central. And the complaints were absurd. They used a photo of me from my service in the Israeli army as proof that I'm some sort of well-trained killer who's out to track down and target Jim Jeffries.
What did they say? Then I want Laura to jump in when they threw you back on the plane after 18 hours here, 18 hours back. I mean, what do they do what do they say at the end? Because I know at first, like, oh, it's no big deal, you'll be fine, come on in here. And then what do they say when they finally said, we're shipping you back?
Look, they were all very nice about everything. And at the end, they claim it is a technicality, and time will tell. Well, I'm today applying for the renewed visa. Let's see if what they say is actually true. And it is not, higher powers that are just shutting me down here. But they treated like an absolute criminal. I was escorted back to my plane after, mind you, about 18 hours in detention. I was in a room of illegal Mexican workers. I'm sitting there and Trump's on the TV and they're all blaming Donald Trump. They obviously didn't know who I was and that I'm a big supporter. But they escorted me to the plane and they gave my passport to the flight attendant with instructions that I was not to receive it back till I land back on Australian soil.
You were not to receive what?
My passport was taken, confiscated, given
to... Wow, incredible. Laura Loomer, you know this guy well. He's done a lot of work trying to expose the Islamists before they got their foothold. Now, literally saying America sucks, get rid of it, blow up Israel. I mean, now this is going on. You guys exposed Ilhan and the others that have been elected. You know this guy. How scary is this?
I mean, it's ridiculous. And I was, you know, like one of the first people to really message Avi when this whole thing went down. And, you know, Avi's a great guy. He's a patriot. But you have to look at the insanity of this, right? Avi Yemeni getting deported from the United States, Milo Yiannopoulos being denied a visa into Australia. But then when you look at these Islamic hate preachers who are calling for the killing of Jews and Christians and calling for the killing of homosexuals, they are invited on speaking tours sponsored by mosques all around the world to go to Australia and all across America. You know, this happened to me when I was exposing a jihadi in Orlando last year, Alex, and I was interviewed on your show about it. And I showed up because they had this Syrian imam who was giving a talk in an Orlando school for Muslim parents. And this guy had issued fatwas against Jews and called for the killing of homosexuals. And I showed up to protest this and to report it as a journalist and to record what he was saying inside. And the police here in the United States of America threatened to arrest me because I showed up to report on a jihadist who has called for the killing of Americans and has issued fatwas encouraging Muslims to blow up buses full of Jews in Israel. I mean, it's insane what is happening in this country. And now,
it's coming out that Omar, like, oh, they did something on 9/11. She's been in other tapes saying, you know, we're not terrorists, we're fighting back. It's just like, if America sucks so bad, why are you trying to come here? Where do you think this goes next, AV? Because, I mean, it's just getting so clear to everybody how insane this is.
It is, and Laura's 100% spot on, because at the end of the day, when Milo was banned not too long ago, at exactly the same time as he was being banned, there was a radical Islamic preacher touring the entire country. So we're heading in the wrong direction, absolutely, and I think this PC madness where only, you know, patriots or only people who actually love their Western, you know, civilized democratic way of life are the ones being penalized and not the real enemy, not the real
threat. So let me ask you this when we come back. We'll get into it. What are you going to do next? But why are they targeting you and Laura particularly? Because they're really censoring both of you. Me too. What is it that they're so scared of in both of you? But go ahead, Laura, and we'll come back with AV on the other side.
Because we're Jewish conservatives, and while there's a full-blown assault on all conservatives, there's especially an attack on Jewish conservatives because we are resisting the globalist left-wing Jewish movement, which you see is being pushed forward by the ADL. The ADL is conspiring with these left-wing social media companies to censor us, and we're not the right type of Jew. And so
leftist
them,
Jews don't want people to know that most Jews are conservative or common sense. They want to speak for you, so they have to silence you because Jews are really upset right now and see through this.
Yeah, it's like a digital Shoah is what it is. And, you know, they essentially through their actions are walking us to the gas chamber.
Oh, I agree. The ADL and people are like pro-Islamic takeover.
They have interfaith dialogue with these Islamic individuals like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who at the end of the day, if those two women could push a button and eradicate every single Jew from the planet, they would.
And they would. I mean, you know they would. And that's what this is. We'll be right back. If you're receiving this transmission, whether in Australia, whether you're the continent of Africa or Europe.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So you know when somebody's telling the truth when the establishment's banning you, and I already had seen some of A.B. Yemeni's videos. They just seem like classic nationalist, common sense, free country stuff. I saw him like a year ago. I was like, okay, nice guy. And then he gets set up, which I've been through, where they just go, Alex Jones, white supremacist. You're like, oh, and you're walking down the street. People pull up in cars and go, F you, Nazi. And you're like, you want to kick their ass, actually, because it's just they're believing BS, but you just shut up because they're idiots. So in closing, in the 10 minutes we have with both Laura Loomer, who's running for Congress, she just announced that here. The specifics aren't there. She just left us. And A.V. Yemeni. A.V., in the time you've got, what are the points you want to make? Because Comedy Central sets you up. They edited tapes of you. You caught them. And now the response is ban you from the U.S., claiming that you wanted to create violence against this so-called talk show host. It just shows how desperate they are to cover up what they've done. I mean, don't they know that people are now recording them during these interviews?
Well, they're desperate and they're arrogant. They're arrogant on every level at every stage. You look at the fact that when I walk in there and I put down and I literally set up two phones on a couch and propped them up by pillows, not one person noticed. There were 15 people in that room. That's how self-absorbed they are. That's how above the rules they believe that they are. And following that, they still haven't made a statement. They just ban and block anybody who on Twitter challenges them. And I encourage all your viewers to go and you know, tag Jim Jefferies, Comedy Central. You will see that every few people that do it, they get banned. And on my Twitter, you can see people have just been sharing and I've been retweeting hundreds upon hundreds of people that have been blocked from Jim Jefferies for literally asking him to acknowledge what he's done and what they've done. Now they're arrogance. Now they're trying to literally physically shut down anybody who challenges them by getting them deported.
I got to stop you, but as you said, you're a very polite, nice guy. I watched the whole hour long interview that you did, and then the edits they did, and like you said, the cameras are out in the open. They're so arrogant that you're a nobody that they're about to edit this and deceive people, and they don't even care. And then once you stand up to them, then they want to crush you like a bug. I think their hubris is going to be their downfall.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think it is a downfall, and I've said to them numerous times now that if you think I'm going to go away by using your standard techniques and trying to shut people down, you are so wrong. I encourage them to go and speak to my mum. My mum will tell them how persistent I am. I'm not giving up. I'm going to take this all the way. And at the moment, we're looking at legal avenues and going back to the US and crashing. I'm not.
But don't they get now? You're one of the hottest guests ever. That people are just going to Skype you in. I mean, you need to be on Rubin and Rogan. And I know Rogan only does face-to-face. He needs it with banned political dissidents. It needs to be Skyped in.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact is, you're right. The fact is now that I have been banned both online, but even worse, physically from entering the United States, more people want to talk to me about what's happened. So their whole idea.
Oh, I've seen like five of your videos in the last year. When they already set you up, I probably watched 20. I'm like, this is a really nice, well-spoken guy. The thing is, you're banned because you're well-spoken, you're common sense, you're lovable. You're promoting normal stuff. You're not banned because you're a liar. You're banned because you're telling the truth.
Absolutely. And, the social media giants are scared of anybody that does tell the truth, especially if they tell it with a smile on their face and without any hate in their heart. And
you told them months ago, they said, I'll do the interview, but no white supremacist. And then they stick you right in the middle of it like you're a white supremacist.
Absolutely. It was about 20 seconds into the video. There was probably one of Australia's most prominent white supremacist, Hitler fans. That they've just kind of lumped in together with me. Mind you, this person hates me more than anyone, probably just as much as the Christchurch killer himself. So they're trying all their regular techniques to first smear you, to delegitimize you, to make you out to be something you're absolutely not. I'm a proud Australian. I'm a proud Israeli. I love both Australia, Israel. I love the West. I love our free democratic way of life, and I'm always happy to defend my stances, and I will go. I go to a lot of these different events, and when I challenge people, I do it, like I said, with a smile on my face, and usually I just hand them a little bit of rope.
But that's what they're scared of, is black, white, old, young, Muslim, Jew, Christian, agnostic, saying we like the West, we like freedom, we like open society, and they're so scared of that, and that's why they're scared of you.
Absolutely. And because, as Laura said before, we're not the right kind of Jews. We're not the right kind of, ethnic minority. We are proud of what our countries stand for, and we want to defend it.
So in closing, and I want to get you back this week for a full hour to take calls, where do you see this crazy stuff going? Because I just see Trump as a unifier, trying to empower everybody, and so they attack him. They do that to me. They do that to you. They're so scared of people that really just want to work together. Then you read WikiLeaks. It's all about Democrats creating cultural and racial and religious war. I'm actually flummoxed poleaxed, thunderstruck by how evil the left is. I just can't believe that they're this conscious. A, do you agree with that? And B, what's their end game?
Absolutely. I don't even know if they have an end game. I think they're just so arrogant. And this is what I've learned through this whole experience, is that they are so arrogant and blind to the truth and the reality of it that they don't realize that that is going to be their downfall. And the fact is, we have truth on our side, and that is why ultimately we will win.
Well, you know they've got a problem when they know that I'm anti-racist and protested the Klan like 15 times and all the rest of it, and my family, all of it. I'm not going to get into it. They know that's BS, and they know it's BS when they call you a white supremacist, or they call Laura Loomer. They say white supremacist Laura Loomer was at Congress and yelled at the head of Twitter. I mean, that's like she's a Jewish Zionist. The fact that they're so desperate calling Trump a white supremacist, I think shows they're out of gas and are going to fail.
You watch some of my videos, you can see I often wear the kippah on my head, and it's less, even in that Jim Jefferies segment, it's less about religious, like about my faith. It's more about exposing. I grew up ultra-Orthodox, but I wear it nowadays often to expose them for what they are. You know, I will rock up to events, and literally the first thing they will say, the first thing they will shout is, Avi is a Nazi. And I'm looking around going, I hope we got that on tape, which I've got numerous times now, because it just shows that they have nothing.
That's all they've got. Well, that's where I stand. I was never against Israel because I knew the history of it, what was going on. They took Israel over. The Muslims would kill each other forever over it. You know, Saudi Arabia won't take one so-called Palestinian. But once they attacked me for not being against Israel, and once they thought, oh, look, you're this, I thought, fine, I'll just embrace this because it's not even real. And so I wonder about the ultra right wing, ultra left wing are unified in this attack, not just on Israel, but it's mental illness. And then the left's allied with Islam. And then it's a really sick mess.
Two sides of the same coin. I find the alt right, the alt left, they literally push the same conspiracy theories, especially about Israel and Jews. What I find interesting is the unholy alliance between the left and these jihadis. I was literally at a rally. Again, you can see it on my YouTube channel. I was at a rally where there was Hezbollah, like proud Hezbollah terrorists marching in our streets with the terrorist flag. And right in front of them, posing in front of them, was a transgender person.
And they would kill them in a minute. Oh, they have feminists all over the go, Allah Akbar, we want Sharia law, and they would kill them.
I turned to this person and I said, listen, these people that you're standing with, they hate me. They hate me more than anything. They will kill me. No, I have no questions about it. I have served in the Middle East. I served in the Lebanon War. I know. But guess what? Before they get me, they're going to throw you off the building, because in their own text, in their own charter, they have to throw you off a building before the Jew. Just wake up. And that's,
well,
why
that's the insanity.
They're useful idiots. They're useful idiots.
No, Avi, you're absolutely right. And it's just mental illness. TR News, TR.News, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Come back with us this week in the weekday show. Thank you so much for all the time.
Would love it, mate.
I'm really
sorry you got thrown out of the U.S.
I'm sure as Trump hears about this, we'll get you back into a huge tour and expose these creeps at Comedy Central. They only banned you because they're scared it's going to backfire. Keep it up. Because they're not going to stop you, because when you first don't succeed, try again. All right, very powerful information. Avi Yemini, I'm Alex Jones. Coming up, Mike Adams and Counterthink straight ahead. Stay with us. Thank you, Avi.